Okay, good afternoon and welcome to the Football Full Disclosure. I got it right. Season 2, episode or week 8, game week 8. The most important thing we have to talk about is our win in the weekend. Faced another school.
We did, yeah. This is us. This is our school staff team.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, we've got a mini league going on, you know, with other schools in the local area. And yeah, we're top of the league. Joint
top of the league with the other Wellington school.
With the other Wellington school, we submitted to. Yeah, we are the Boots, in case anyone wants to know. The Wellington Boots. That was my name, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I liked it.
There we go. So yeah, we've got the next game with the next team. So yeah, watch out.
Yeah, I know it's going to be a Wellington derby.
Yeah, watch out, Lions.
On Friday.
We're technically away. It's like the Milan derby, isn't it? Yeah, playing the same stadium, but you know, we've got to wear our away kit.
That's right.
Anyway, let's get on it. Game week 8. We sound too happy.
I know, we certainly shouldn't be. We certainly shouldn't be.
I know. Okay, there were some serious problems for the team. We've been exposed. I'm more worried about the fact that we've been exposed by United. That's shocking.
Yeah, everything's going...
The wheels have come off.
Yeah, the wrong way. Everything's going the wrong way. We started the season, everything was rosy. Five games, you're like, this is going really well.
We're
going
to win the league.
United haven't been great. Yeah, who said that? City... hadn't been great. Fantastic. No. So you're kind of thinking, okay, good, this is great. I'm not too concerned about Arsenal because, you know, we expect
beat them.
Yeah, exactly. We'd beaten them. We kind of expect that they'll have a drop off at some point and that will let us get away with it. And then it's been 3 weeks now, I think.
Four losses. If you include the Champions League.
And yeah, now it's not looking so great, is it?
It's not. Okay, first and foremost, my bigger worry is that in those four losses, we've looked exactly the same. It's almost as if we could see the issues. I mean, we've been talking about these issues. We're easy to play through. We're losing duels. We're losing the ball. Salah's massive drop-off. And I would have imagined something would have happened, something, you know, to rectify some of these issues, whether, you know, if it's dropping Salah, somehow incorporating Frimpong and Bradley, whatever it is. But it's the same thing week by week. And it's a definition of madness, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't understand why no change has been made.
No.
I mean, people are crying out for it now. I don't think he can go much longer without doing something. I always thought Slot was the kind of manager that would not be afraid to make those big changes. I'd hoped we'd see changes in the game against United, but of course, he lined up exactly the same as he did the previous game, which we also lost. Nothing changes, as you just said, and we get the same similar result. We end up losing. Stupidly and in a very avoidable way. It could have been a different result. Wasted chances. Look, we're going to talk about the usual suspects that have been brought up the last few weeks. But I mean, Salah, look, why is Frimpong not getting game time?
Just play him.
Just give him a shot. Start him in a Premier League game and give him a chance. He and Wirtz are both from the same club. They already have a connection. Play them both in the same team together and maybe they can link up. Maybe something will happen.
Completely agree. I think he has to find a way to incorporate these guys. I think for me, almost definitely, he's not getting the best out of Ekitike. You know,
He should be starting.
I know the talk right now is Ekitike or Isak. I think both can play. Kerkez, you're not getting the best out of a guy who is arguably last season was one of the best fullbacks in the league. He's not getting the best out of him. You know, we've said this, you know, Frimpong, Conor Bradley, both are, you know, equal, similar profile of players. We love Salah. We know the things he's done for us. But if you're not playing well, I think you have to have a time on the bench, don't you?
Nobody should be too big to drop if their form is poor. And he was incredibly poor in that game, missed a couple of really good opportunities. Look, people are going to miss opportunities and nobody cares if you end up bagging a goal. And, you know, you're contributing in a positive way. But because he's not getting back and helping out defensively either, it's like, well, I don't want to do the defensive work because then that will, you know, improve my offensive work. But that's not happening either.
No.
So now it's like, well, OK, now we need somebody who is going to do both.
Who's going to drop down.
Yeah, who's going to drop back, help Bradley out as Frimpong will. And then that electrifying pace to take people on. You mentioned it when we were off the air that as soon as Frimpong came on, he's taking people on.
It was dynamic.
He's running at them, using his pace, getting the ball in the box, and that's what you need to see.
That's exactly what you need to see. And I feel as if, I think since Salah has signed a thin, I know we made that joke, he signed a thin and now it's a massive drop-off, but it's true. Since he signed his contract We haven't seen the best of Salah. And no player is bigger than the club. And, you know, the club broke their major cardinal rule on, you know, on contracts and payments for players for Salah. But it shouldn't mean he should be starting these games if he's playing so badly. It's just something's got to give, because right now it's just 4 points. That's the difference. It's just 4 points. It doesn't look like we are languishing further and further away. We'll talk about Arsenal later, but Arsenal have clicked, and that's the worry.
Yeah, Arsenal are doing pretty well. They have. Mm. I mean, United are playing better. City are playing better. Although, again, we'll maybe touch on that a little bit, the yeah. Haaland thing with City a little bit later on as well. But for now, we haven't clicked. We haven't figured out what our best starting 11 is.
11 is no.
We are nowhere near where we need to be, but we need to click soon, because, as you said, 4 points for now, we can't let it drop to any more.
I think we have
a European game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I think
he will
line up differently. I would hope, he's going to put Frimpong in from the start.
I hope so.
Ekitike gets back in the team, because he should have been taken out. He made a silly move getting sent off.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous. But his form prior to that was good. He's scoring goals. Keep him on. Let Isak earn his place in the team instead of just throwing him straight in there.
Yeah.
Again, playing the names instead of the informed players. That's not the way to go.
No. Okay, on a more, I don't know what to call it, cheerier, positive. It's not really, not if you're a Forest fan. It's looking quite bad for you, isn't it? Ange, 39 days. It's the second shortest time a manager has been in a job.
Technically, the only person who has a shorter reign was only an interim manager anyway.
It was an interim.
So technically, in terms of full-time managers, I think he is the shortest.
I shouldn't say it was hilarious, but I watched Match of the Day in the morning, and as I literally took my notes, I wrote, he can't be in a job after this. And the Match of the Day people literally said something along the lines of, 30 minutes after the game, Ange was sacked. I was like, well, yeah, you saw that coming, surely.
Yeah.
It's a terrible start.
Yeah.
Sean Dyche has obviously replaced him. You don't need that. Not in a season. Sacking one manager, having another one come in for 39 days, firing him just to bring in Sean Dyche.
Well, I think there's a number of reasons why they chose to do it. One, he's quite local. He lives locally. He's already there. He understands the place.
Okay.
They want somebody who's a bit more connected to the club.
Right.
He has a good record of steadying ships defensively, steadying teams defensively. So I think they're like, for them, it's like, let's make sure we don't do anything silly like get relegated. which I think, you know, they certainly shouldn't be. They shouldn't be even in the conversation as far as I'm concerned.
Shouldn't be.
But
no,
of course,
no.
I think they're like, right, let's just get him in. I think it's a couple of seasons, 2-year contract.
Mm.
Steady the ship, get things kind of stable
again, and kind of,
you know, and then see what happens from there. You know, if he can do great stuff, fantastic. But I think ultimately it's just make sure that we don't drop off too much and kind of stay there or thereabouts. I think that's the thinking. We'll see how it goes.
We'll
Is he
see.
The right person? I'm not sure. But they seem to think he ticks a lot of their boxes. So
yeah, and for Chelsea, I mean, it's a poor Forest side, wasn't it? Chelsea were ultimately going to win that game. It was Reece James' 200th appearance, marked with a goal and an assist from the looks of it. You know, what's your take on Chelsea this season? Because, you know, they beat us, obviously, 2-1, but we're not good right now. But do you think Chelsea have the potential to be there in the Premier League title race, ultimately, in the course of a whole season?
Well, I committed to saying they probably would be last season, and I was clearly wrong on that one. So, are they going to be there or thereabouts? Yes, I think they are. I think the problem they had last year, they had far too many players. They had to trim it down.
Inexperience, I think.
Yeah, they've got a pretty good thing going, I think, Chelsea. I mean, they've got a lot of decent players there. Now they've sorted their books out a little bit more.
Mm.
I think they'll be there or thereabouts. It'll go back to being the old school crew, top six or seven again. It looks like that might be coming back round.
You reckon? What's the old school crew?
Arsenal, the Man
four.
City, Liverpool, Chelsea, Spurs. Those teams are going to be there or thereabouts again.
No, United.
I don't think they're there yet.
That was two wins in a row for United, by the way.
Well,
just going back to
that. Yay. Two wins in a row. Fantastic. I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah.
I'm still not sold on Amorim and his tactics.
Okay. We're going back to United for some reason, but yeah.
Yeah. With that, I'm just not there with what he's trying to do yet.
Mm.
So we'll see. Yeah. A couple of good results. Great. But.
Okay. So Arsenal supporters, you're going to have to wait your turn. Crystal Palace, Bournemouth. You know, I'm putting this there because it was a cracker of a game. 3-3. Mateta is having... Wow, I think this guy must have had... Every shot he had was somewhat on target or challenged a keeper in some way. He is having a great season so far. And, you know, Bournemouth. You know, I've put that there in case you haven't watched the game. You know, it was a 3-3 game. I think you should, you know, go watch the highlights for that because that was an excellent game. But there's a bit of drama. I'm not sure if you've seen the social media stuff. Do you ever keep?
I don't keep up with social media, no.
Remember Wilfred Zaha?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, he was not very happy because apparently he had mentioned to Mateta that he would never make it into the French team. And Mateta obviously bagged over the international break, got a goal for France. So, you know, he spoke out in that saying, you know, no, you shouldn't say things like that, so on and so forth and everything. And Zaha came out saying, you know, quite angry apparently, saying, I never said this, I never said that. But Mateta follows this up with a hat trick.
Yeah.
What's your take on the guy?
Good player. I don't care about the social media stuff. Doesn't bother me. In terms of football, he had a great game. So, yeah, very good. I think what we should be talking about is if you're a Bournemouth supporter, you're incredibly disappointed by that because they had a 2-0 lead at halftime. You know, they concede three goals. Bournemouth are playing well this season as well. I know Palace are having a great season as well. If I'm Bournemouth, I'm going to be incredibly disappointed with throwing that away.
Yeah.
Certainly when you're conceding 90+7, I mean... From a penalty as well.
Yeah.
Like that's not like losing a game like that. That's horrible.
Okay, let's move on to good old Man City. Haaland, he's already in double figures.
Yeah.
He's back.
Yeah, I think he's back. But our City, and that's the big question. Are they too reliant on him? This is the talk at the moment, isn't it? Are they too reliant on him? He came out and said that. Others have said it as well. If he isn't firing, where are they getting their goals from? Because they're not contributing as much as certainly Pep would like.
No. And this is why you keep a guy like that fit as possible. I mean, he's going to play every game, isn't he? He's going to play, you know, Champions League, FA Cups, League Cups and everything. You got to keep him fit. But it's a good point. What happens if a Haaland is injured? Is there enough in the team? You know, they've got the Egyptian, Marmoush, as a potential to step in for Haaland. Is he enough? Could he be enough? Step in for someone like the big man Haaland?
Not the same player, is he? He's more of a attacking midfielder, winger type player, isn't he?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't think you can fill those probably rather large boots because Haaland is a special player, a special, special player. I don't think he can be... there aren't many that play like him at the moment.
Yeah.
I'd hope when we brought Nunez in that he might be able to compete in some way. Obviously, that didn't work out.
I don't know how that worked out, yeah.
But yeah, at the moment, he's kind of getting back to his best again, isn't he? Which
is
not good for everybody else. But again, if it is solely coming from him and he is playing a lot and he does get injured, then will there be a drop-off? Quite possibly.
Well, just, you know, throwing some statistics. In terms of quickest place to 10 goals in the Premier League, Haaland is there in that list, that top 10 list, three times.
Mm.
And, you know, I think he's what? He's on 10 goals in 9 games, 8 games or something along those lines. A couple of seasons ago, he was 10 goals in 5 games. Salah's there. Alan Shearer not there, weirdly. Never did it in less than 10 appearances.
He can't have all the records,
of course. Not. But Haaland, what a player. What a player. Okay, let's move on to our favourite side, Arsenal. It's clicked. Another set-piece goal. Set-piece FC, as we like to call them. I like to call them. Just because I know it annoys them a little bit. But hey, a goal is a goal, a win is a win. And that could have been a tricky game at Fulham.
Well, I mean, it was only a 1-0 win. It's not massively convincing. It could have been more, of course. Fulham are a team that can give you problems, though. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's looking good for them at the moment. But again, we'll say the same thing. Are Arsenal going to have that drop-off? They usually do. They might not. And if they don't, they win the league. But are they going to have it? And, you know, history suggests, yes, they will. So I'm not overly concerned. I think you've got to just stay in the race.
Wait.
And wait, yeah, be patient and see what happens. A couple of injuries here. Of course, this is the same for any team, but, you know, a couple of injuries could make a difference. So we'll have to wait and see. But, yeah, it's Arsenal are plugging away. They're just getting on with it, which is what you need to do.
Yorkeris isn't lighting up the Premier League yet. And, you know,
a couple of goals in Europe yesterday, though.
Yes, in Europe, but, you know, Premier League for me is what really matters. And he isn't lighting up the Premier League just yet. is that something Arsenal supporters, I wouldn't say worried about? Yes, he's, you know, he's getting goals in the Champions League and everything else, but if he doesn't score consistently in the Premier League, are they over-reliant on set pieces at the end of the day?
It's a nice thing to have in your locker, isn't it? Being able to get those goals from set pieces. I think teams need to worry more if they do start clicking more on the pitch, because if he does start firing them in, then they are going to be very, very difficult
to beat.
Plus
the set pieces.
Yeah, exactly, with the set pieces as well. So, I mean, I think for everyone else at the moment, it's like, well, if we can stop the set piece thing happening, we can get a result against
Arsenal. Which most teams usually figure out. You know, if you,
well, you say that. If that were the case, they wouldn't keep scoring, would they?
I know they keep doing. Gabriel, he's up there for whether it's assists or goals. I've got in my fantasy league after another very, very good game for him. And, you know, this is their season, surely.
Well, we say this every week, but let's talk about it in March. And see where we're at. I don't like to commit. You love committing. I don't like committing to what's going to happen. I didn't want to commit to the Liverpool thing.
I do stand by it.
I knew it was possible that things could go awry, but it's early days. Still, can Arsenal do it? If they keep their consistency, absolutely. If they get firing, if players like Gyökeres starts banging in goals, then absolutely. If they get enough of a distance away from everybody else, then great. Yeah, maybe they will go on and win it. But we've seen history has shown that they do have a tendency to kind of fall apart a bit mid-season to going into the second half. So let's wait and see.
I can't wait because my friends are killing me with the memes. It's just, it's anti-Liverpool memes. They love an hour drop-off. So I can't wait because I every day I wake up and it's something.
We have a title-winning team, but we are not playing like title winners at the moment.
No.
If it clicks, then I think all the other teams need to be worried.
Yeah. All right, let's move over to Stadium of Light, Sunderland. Surely a team like this will be staying up. You know, we talk about drop-offs, obviously, but this is, you know, just for reference, okay? Sunderland currently sits in fifth place, okay, after 8 games. And in history of the Premier League, only one team has actually been relegated at this point, you know, like a newly promoted side has been relegated after some, you know, a good start, a positive start like this. So, you know, history bodes well for a Sunderland side that has made such a good start. And it's picking up points against Wolves, another relegation potential candidate who I think we agree, right, that they're gone, if not.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think they're going down, that they can't do anything. I mean, they had 16 shots in that game, only 3 on target. And to be fair, Sunderland had 8, had 2 on target and scored both of them. So, I mean, doesn't matter how they go in, does it?
Right.
You need to be clinical in games, and Wolves are very wasteful. And again, as we said before, I think they've just lost the best players that they had, the players that were making a difference for them last season. I can't see anything going their way, really. I don't think the manager will be in the job for very much longer if they carry on like this.
Sunderland, though.
Well, so what? I mean, it doesn't matter in football now, does it?
No.
It doesn't matter at all. You sign a new contract. If they are dead bottom, which they are, if they have little to no points, which they don't have, I think it's 2 points, isn't it?
It's still winless. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, exactly. So
8 games in, 0
8 games
wins.
In, exactly.
That's shocking.
That is bad. Sunderland, I think, will be fine. If they carry on doing what they're doing, I mean, they're picking up results all over the place. So, yeah I could absolutely see Sunderland staying up. Which is a good thing, because we talked about this last season, didn't we? Last season of the podcast. We quite often see teams coming up and then going straight back down again. It would be nice to have a bit of difference, wouldn't it, going into the next season?
Yeah. I mean, of course, the message it sends out that teams that come up have to spend a lot of money and have to stick to, I don't want to say boring football, but they've got to stick to a philosophy that will keep them up, not come up with the philosophy of, oh, let's play our type of football. It has to be a philosophy of, actually, let's go in there and pick up the points that we need. And actually, Labrice, you do remember his name, not just the French guy. He's doing a job. He's doing a very good job. And 15, what is this? Fifth place, 15 points or so? That's okay. That's okay. You know, what's the magic number for staying up? 40 points, right? Usually.
I think you're safe with 40, 35, 40.
35, 40. And, you know, they've about, I don't want to say about halfway there, but they've done okay.
Yeah. I mean, look, if they carry on doing what they're doing, they're going to pick up more results and they're going to be fine. And certainly if Wolves continue doing what they're doing, then that place is definitely theirs, isn't it? Because Wolves can't string, well, they can't buy a win right now, can they?
No, they can't. No. Anyway, let's head over to the Amex, Brighton, Newcastle. Welbeck.
Still doing it, isn't he?
He's still doing it. 30 years old. Apparently he scored more goals after 30.
Yeah, I know.
That's, what does that mad, say? Right? I know, I always say, 30 over the hills for football and everything else.
Well, I think for a striker, the prime years are like 28 to 32, aren't they? Is that not what they
about
say?
About that. I mean, I think players these days are all extending their careers because of fitness and diet and whatever it is, like hyperbolic time chambers or... But Welbeck is—he's still doing a job. He's still doing a very, very good job. Like Nick Watamade, you know, another goal. Obviously, it was a loss for Newcastle. You
great
know,
goal as well.
It was a good goal, very good goal. Mm. A little back heel, cheeky back heel finish. So, you know, well done. It's worked out quite well in some respects for Newcastle, and also a very, very good win for them in the Champions League against Jose Mourinho's Benfica.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, bad result for Newcastle, obviously. Good result for Brighton. They did very well. Leading at half-time, went on to secure the result. So they'll be very happy with that. Against the Newcastle side, in fairness, who haven't been great this season.
No.
They haven't quite kept up with what they were doing last year.
It's going to be tough, though. Champions League and the league at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to see a drop-off.
Yeah, which you kind of expect as well. But again, I think for them, it's a case of let's be there or thereabouts. They've got good players. They've got, a good manager. So, yeah, I think they'll be all right. Brighton, of course, just kind of doing Brighton things, aren't they?
Just, yeah, winning the games they've got to win, playing good football, Danny Welbeck, and Milner, still knocking about, aren't they?
Yeah.
The oldies.
But hey, if they're doing the business, it doesn't matter.
Okay, and West Ham. Oh, Nuno Espirito Santo, new job, new everything, same results. Loss to Brentford. Of course.
So yeah, again, Brentford are not a bad side, are they? Let's be honest, they're pretty decent.
I've got this written. Mark my words. We have Brentford next week. I can see us losing to them if nothing changes, of course.
Oh, I would agree.
Because Brentford are not a joke side. You know, they've got a decent manager. A player they signed, Igor Thiago, who picked up an injury last season. So we never actually saw a lot of him. I think he's been doing well. He's been doing, actually, you know, he's one of these guys. I think he's going to go under the radar. A lot of people probably won't really pay much attention to him until, you know, he's there with 15 goals by the end of the season. I think he's on about 5 goals already.
I had him in my fantasy team.
I did too.
From quite early on, actually. And he got me a couple of points and then he didn't do anything for a few games. So I shipped him out and now he started scoring again.
And now he's scoring again. Yeah, so, but West Ham, they've said... I think Nuno has actually more or less mentioned we are in a relegation battle.
They have to be careful. They really do, because it's not looking very good for them at all. I mean, again, Brentford are a good side, so I think you could lose to Brentford and be like, all right, okay, this could absolutely happen, but they need to figure something out soon.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they've got a great manager. Again, a great manager who didn't deserve to be sacked from his last job.
No.
But, you know, it's not just about the manager, it's about the players as well, and they've got to step up and
they do
and be better, basically.
Yeah. And let's head over to Spurs, Aston Villa. By the way, those two Aston Villa goals, you know, this was a 2-1 win to Aston Villa. They actually went and go down from a Rodrigo Bentancur. It was just a sort of messy goal and everything else. But Villa scored two very, very good goals in Morgan Rodgers and Emiliano Buendia.
Yeah, great team goal.
It was a great team goal. And we've got a Villa supporter in the ranks of the staff members, so he did post something on our football. He was very happy with that goal. And I actually, I watched that goal and it was like, wow. It was a great touch, great first touch, great assist, everything about it. I mean, I'm thinking goal of the month, maybe, possibly.
Could be up there.
Yeah.
Surprised me the result. I honestly thought Spurs would do better at home. I know Villa are a team that can beat probably most teams on their day, but they haven't been having many of those days. And that's why it surprised me.
But they've got one of the best managers. I'm a big fan of... Emery, who for me I think top 5 manager in the Premier League easily. So obviously they didn't start off well, but actually they've done quite well. They've picked up, you know, last week was a win, this week obviously another win away from home. Obviously Spurs are much better Spurs. So yeah, it was just one of those weeks probably for Spurs, wasn't it?
Yeah, again, we always say the same thing when regards to their manager. We like Thomas Frank around here, don't we?
Yeah.
They're going to have a good season. I think they're going to have a very good season. A far better season than they've had in a while, I think. That's a bit of a...
improvement from 17th.
Exactly. There we go. So you can't go too wrong.
The only way is, well, no, two ways.
But I mean, I think they're going to get back to where, you know, they would certainly expect they were, where they were a few seasons ago. Indeed. When they were, you know, as part of that top six, top seven teams. I think they'll be back around there this season. So I expect them to have a good one, which is why that result did surprise me. But again, as you said, Villa have quality players. They have a quality manager. They should be up there as well. They should be in the top half of the table. Absolutely. So, yeah, hopefully it's turned around for them.
Mm.
And we'll see. It should be an exciting year. I think it's going to be quite a strong second part of the season.
Let's not forget Burnley and Leeds. So 2-0 win for Burnley.
Yeah, really good result for them. And Scott Parker, he'll be happy with that.
Yeah.
They needed that win after, you know, one draw and three losses in the last four games. They needed to get 3 points on the board. They're outside of the relegation zone, so they'll be happy with that.
It's going to be an interesting relegation battle. Because, you know, we can put good money in it that Wolves at this current stage aren't staying up.
I don't think they can.
Not with not enough games left, and the way they're playing, the form's just terrible.
I mean, there's absolutely enough games left. I mean, we're only 8 games in. But
with this form?
But I think, not with this form, and that's the point, is how do you turn it around? It was the same thing. They did manage to do it last season, but they weren't in quite as bad a place as this.
No.
You know, they were third from bottom with an out. Here they're dead bottom with absolutely no wins. Yeah, I mean, they're 2 draws, 6 losses. It's horrible.
So you're looking
horrible reading for any Wolves supporter. And again, West Ham have to be careful as well.
West Ham, Leeds, possibly. I mean, there are certain teams that could just sleepwalk into a relegation battle if they're not careful. But I think, it's a tricky one for certain teams, isn't it? If they're not careful.
I'd be mad if 3 completely different teams went down this season and all teams that came up stayed up.
Refreshing and mad.
Refreshing, but yeah, mental.
Refreshing and mad. Doesn't happen very often, does it? It's the Premier League. But yeah, there we go. Another week down, another week to go.
Yeah, you know what? This next week, certainly for us, is going to be a big one. We have to see changes. And if we're here next week talking about the same old thing again...
I'm away... on
if I'm here next week on my own. All right. Well, when we're back in 2 weeks...
We need to see something different.
We need to see something different, absolutely.
I think so. I do worry about that Brentford game. I do think that's a side that can... It could be difficult and we're not at home and everything. It's going to be tough. I mean, we have to stop the rut somehow. It just doesn't look good. And
it needs to be freshened up. That's it for me.
Yeah.
It just freshen it up. Just throw caution to the wind. Drop big names if you have to. And just let's try something new.
Yeah. It's for the team, isn't it, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Marty, it's a pleasure.
Always.
You know, I forgot to introduce us before we started.
Nah, it doesn't matter. They know who we are by now.
There we go. Excellent. Well, it's been a pleasure. Take care of yourselves. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Not because we're dodging you, because we have school trips. So thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.